Do you remember how he proposed?
Well, we talked about getting married, and he actually proposed to me in Florida. A year after we met, my parents moved to Florida, and I want to say we took a trip to Florida, and I knew he was going to propose to me.
How did you know? What was the telltale?
Joe couldn't, number one, he couldn't keep a secret. And as I said, he had a very, very loud voice. So whenever he would plan a surprise, if he would be talking on the phone, the entire house could hear it. So it was very hard for him to keep a secret. And of course, he had the ring box in his back pocket, and I could see that, the shape of it. So I knew right away he was going to ask me to marry him. And he proposed to me, and then we came and we talked to my parents. And
did all the parents approve?
The parents approved, yes.
Oh, that's good.
As well as Carrie. So it was a special trip. And actually, he proposed to me on the beach in Palm Coast. We were in Palm Coast, and we were at the Sheraton Hotel had a beautiful beach. So we had dinner, nice dinner, and then after that we took a walk on the beach and he proposed.
Did he do the one knee, or did he?
Yes, he did. The sand and all, yeah.
Was it dark out, or was it still light?
It was dark, but with the moon and setting and
sounds pretty
sunset,
romantic.
It was pretty much, I think it was around sunset that he proposed.
Very nice. How soon after were you married?
A year. We planned our wedding in a year. Okay. Exactly a year.
And where were you married?
We were married at St. Catharines.
Well, what do you remember about the wedding?
Oh, it was a great wedding. What do I remember about the wedding? Monsignor Murphy married us. My sister Muffy was the matron of honor, and Carrie was my flower girl. And I remember my father, who was at the house with myself, my mother, my sister, and Carrie, and the photographer. And I remember I was extremely nervous. And the photographer was trying to get me to relax, and my father decided to break open the Harvey's Bristol Cream and started feeding me maybe about two shots until I relaxed a little bit and had
a warm glow.
I had a very warm and natural smile. And the photographer said, "That's it, just keep feeding those Harveys. She's doing really good now." So I remember by the time I got to the altar, not that I wasn't drunk, but I was happy.
Sure.
I was relaxed, and
the tension was gone.
You could
get into the moment,
and it was a nice ceremony. It was a long mass, very nice ceremony though.
Did it go smoothly?
Yes, it went. The mass went smoothly, and after the mass, of course, we had to make a pit stop back at, I lived right around the corner from the church in First Avenue, because I had all that Harvey's to drink. I had to use the bathroom before I went to the reception.
Made it
so
easy
we had to make a pit stop. And we had a great reception. And we spent the night at, it's the Renaissance now, but Stouffer's at the time. It was the day before Mother's Day, I remember. And the next day, my parents and sister came up for a brunch.
What was your what was the date?
The date was May 12th, 1984. And the next day was Mother's Day, and my parents came up with Carrie, and she took a swim in the pool, and we had a brunch, and then we left for our honeymoon to Hawaii.
Ah, Hawaii.
Which was great.
Tell me about Hawaii. How was the weather?
The weather was great in Hawaii. We had a wonderful honeymoon. We did lots of things. We were initially in Waikiki, and then we went to Maui and the island and Kauai.
Take any of those dangerous helicopter trips?
We took a helicopter ride, which was wonderful.
Yeah. Do you need some more Harveys for that?
No, I was pretty good. I thought that was pretty smooth. I was nervous initially, but actually, I think they're much smoother than small planes. Okay. The view of the coastline was just breathtaking.
Mm. Food was good and all?
Food was great.
How long were you there?
We were there for 10 days. And it was, we always said we'd go back for our 10th anniversary. We never did.
How about pictures?
We have wonderful slides. We saw those slides. Yeah, we had great pictures. We had a good honeymoon. Joe was always very inquisitive, and we would do some sightseeing excursions, and we'd come to a volcano and it'd say, "Do not go beyond this point." And there would be this little fence, and there would be Joe over the fence, beyond the point. And I'd say, don't go beyond that point. And he would never listen to those instructions.
He had to see everything. He might be missing a good view, right?
Yeah. He surfed and... We did snorkel, and he went scuba diving. He tried a lesson in a pool for me, but I just was not scuba material. So he took that trip on his own, and he had a great time.
Did he have an underwater camera?
Yes, he did. He took some pictures. We had wonderful slides, and when we got back, we had about 2-hour slideshow that he had prepared for our friends. He had a story for each slide, and it was amazing.
How was it adjusting initially to married life?
I don't think there was very much of an adjustment for us. Carrie was an instant family for Joe. You know, he was pretty natural as a father. There was, he was very good with her. He would help her with her homework and take her places with her friends. And he was the at-home mom and drive her to Girl Scouts and drop off the cookies or the juice. So he just... They moved right into that role without any hesitation or fear, or he just took naturally. He was very good with kids.
They took to each other very well right from the start.
And he was there for her when she had a problem or she needed help with her homework. He was around to help her.
What do you remember most about the early years?
The early years... They were busy. I worked full time.
Where did you live at first?
We lived on First Avenue in a 2-bedroom apartment, railroad style. And our landlord was Mr. and Mrs. Vanelli, an Italian couple. Very sweet. And they loved Joe. And we were a little tight for space. So when I first met Joe, and he told me he really didn't have much to bring with him until he showed up the moving in day with boxes of his Lionel trains, Matchbox cars, G.I. Joe toys. So he had a lot of baggage that I wasn't prepared for.
You can't throw that stuff out.
So although he didn't bring any furniture, he brought a lot of other stuff. So I would say we were there for about a year before we moved. Brian was actually 6 months before we moved to our house on 3rd Avenue. And we just needed more space. And it was a big decision to... Joe wanted to stay as close to the city as possible, and we had started looking in Mayapak and Somers and up the line a little bit, but it was a little too country for Joe. We always thought Pelham was just enough country for him. coming from Inwood.
And close enough to the city.
And close enough for, you know, to commute in, back and forth to the fire department.
Where was he in his career at that point?
He was a fireman at that point. When we first met, Joe was an engineer, and he worked for a construction company called HRH. He was a project manager, and then I would say a year before we got married, a job he was working on was bought over by Donald Trump, so he became the employee of Donald Trump for about, I would say, 8 months. And then came the day that he got the call.